Die Sehnsucht nach Freundschaft in der heutigen Zeit. Mir fällt auf, dass viele, vor allem US-amerikanische Filme, von starken Männerfreundschaften handeln. Egal ob Cowboys, Bullen oder Reporter, Freundschaft bis in den Tod. Siehe Lethal Weapon 1-4. Ist es die Sehnsucht nach einer Beziehungsform, die es so nicht oder nicht mehr gibt? Glücklich ist da einer, der einen Freund hat wie Rudi, der ihn mit einem Steak versorgt, wenn man krank ist.
Look down, and you'd hug yourself on the cold, cold ground. You wake the morning in a stranger's coat, but no one would you see. You ask yourself, who'd watch for me? My only friend, who could it be? It's hard to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. When your belly's empty and the hunger's so real, you're too proud to beg and too dumb to steal. You search the city for your only friend, but no one will you see. Ask yourself, who'd watch for me? A solitary voice to speak out and set me free. I hate to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. You're not the easiest person I ever got to know. It was hard for us both. That I feel unsure. Some would say I should let you go your way. You only make me cry. Well, if there's one guy, just one guy, who laid down his life for you and I, I hate to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably.
But it's probably me. hate to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. I hate to say it, I hate to say it, it's probably me. I hate to say it, I hate to say it, it's probably me. I hate to say it, I hate to say it, it's probably me. I hate to say it, it's probably, I hate to say it, it's probably me, it's probably me. I hate to say it, I